I was once a member of the Conservative Party of Canada, believing that a 50-plus aged fella like myself should be rounded enough, politically grounded enough to walk the walk and talk the talk of Canadian conservatism. What is that, you ask? Well, we all know that conservatism is a social and political preservative. What once was is the idea, and then work on it some. Our aged population love to love conservative politicians too. They still kiss babies, make home visits and stand up for what they believe is Canada's backbone of the economy, corporate business. What's not to love? Canada's Conservative Party is also a lousy loser and can be cannibalistic too. Conservatives throughout the land are freaked about their loss of an election that was theirs for the taking. What do you need to win an election? An election is declared during a pandemic, with no real reason except that the Liberal administration wanted a majority in Parliament. What do the Conservatives do? There were many elements to this party's political demise, yet it is what is going on now that is the telling factor to what they truly stand for. Conservatives from the grassroots, political backrooms, corporate leadership to those that stand by his side, are out for their leader Erin O'Toole, a loser of elections, a person with a political meandering ideology and direction. Erin made the mistake of ignoring party unity and developing an ironclad conservative umbrella. The Conservative Party of Canada is a so-called united force of Western grassroots followers and Eastern Canadian moneyed organizations. Their opponents united with their leader easily because the Liberals whipped their members together, and they have a hapless opponent to boot. I hope Doug Ford has studied what's going on in the federal sphere. The many challenges he has to overcome before the Ontario election in 2022 are staggering. Ontario Conservatives fear the reappearance of their Liberal opponents. They also see the NDP under Andrea Horwath gaining momentum within the socially active mass unions that actually manipulate and run this province. Doug Ford has not been able to do those things he was elected to do, mostly because of the pandemic and its stranglehold upon the province's economy and governmental deficits. A maintained deficit is the calling card of a conservative. Run the government like a business. Something Doug Ford's administration could not do so far. Let's see what happens in the next 6 months, shall we? I believe all Ontarians are going to know and understand why the Ring of Fire will become an economically political hot potato for all Ontarians and Canada too. Stephen Kassab Bradford.